good morning. So we left off yesterday in Siman Nun, Sif Gimel, and at the end of Sif Gimel, we learned that when one is making a bracha, they should hold in the hand and in the right hand. If you were not holding it at all, but it was in front of you when you made a bracha on a yaitz b'di'evit. But if it wasn't in front of you at all, kishberach when you made the bracha, al sheviu loy achakach the brought to me afterwards. Alva bishem shatz a bracha hoisedait love. Even though at the time the bracha he had his das on it, lo yotza mitzorach levarach shenis. You need to make a bracha a second time. So over here, even though the kids is telling us that if it's not in front of you, you have to make another bracha. But if we take a look at the Mishnah Brura and Siman Reish Vav Sif Katan Yutes, he says Sarach Lavarach Pam Acheres, but Afilu Kibin Dait B'Shas the Bracha Gam Ken LeMahani. We found that in Lachos Brachas, we find that there's an interesting din over here. The bracha has to be chal on something. So when I'm holding this item, it's chal on this item. Or if there's something in front of me on the table, it's chal on what's in front of me. Once I eat from what it's chal on, so then everything else in this min is nigra after that, and I can continue eating more fruit, more, can drink more, and etc. But it needs to be chal on what the bracha was made on. So says the Mishbrura, v'leidomi la'amas hamayim the sifav. There's a halacha over there later on, in sifav, to have someone standing by a flowing water, by a stream of water, he wants to drink water. So now he's making the bracha on the water that's in front of him, but that water is not what he's drinking, because that water is continuing to flow. It's like a water fountain. Push the button, the water that's here in front of you is going down. So says the Mechaber, if someone's standing by Amas HaMayim, Mevarech V'Sheisa, Afa Bisha HaMayim Sheisa Lohi Lofonim Kishberach, says the Mechaber, even though the water that was in front of you at the time of the bracha, that's not what you're drinking. Since this was your kavanah tchila for that water, that's fine. So it says the Mishmur over here, that going back to this halacha, that if the fruit was not in front of you, the bracha is not chal on it. Says the Mishmur, it's not daima to the case of Amas HaMayim. Why? It's a flowing stream. The water is going. So the water is going to come in front of you. How you the fun of dummy? That which is vada going to be in front of you is similar to the fun of. Over here in this halacha, where the apple was not in front of you, it's totally in dasachir. Therefore, says the Mishnah. So let's say you have a box of cereal. Box is not open. It's closed. A closed box of cereal. And you made a bracha on it. Then after you made the bracha, you opened it up and you took it out from there. And it's our lachsel v'achkiven shu muchan lefana. It's not totally in anyone else's das. But Prima Gadim said, "Do it in Kolka Gavna." She vaday she yuve etzes. Says Prima Gadim, any case where it's vaday going to be brought to you, kigon she becheda samachloy. It's in the room next door. Gam can enter chalach zelvarch. Achal chatchila bevaday ish lizor bze. You surely should be careful that it should be open. It should be ready to be eaten. And all that. So it comes out like this. If someone makes a bracha on a food that's in the room where he is, or in a different room, or in a closet that's locked, It's locked. But he has the key. He has the key. So then the bracha will be chal. It's not l'chatchila. But if the key is in the hands of someone else, so then even if that someone else will go and open up the closet and bring you the food as soon as you finish the bracha, it's not going to help. Because you weren't yaitzah. Because since the food was not in front of him, it was totally b'das acherim, it's to make new bracha. The same thing is true with if the food is in let's say the food is in someone else's house, but you know vade that your friend's bringing it. Your friend just called you up and said, "I'm on the way. I'm bringing you a piece of cake from my house, and I'll be there in 10 seconds." And you start making the bracha. Also bichal, b'di'evin, because you know vade that it's coming to you. It's not telling that's chayim, even it's telling that's chayim, but you know vade it's coming to you. That's the you can't say that it's vade because you could go to the other house because it's shinimokum then, so you can't go there. But the friends didn't bring it to you. So going back to the water fountain, the chayra according to this. As long as you know that the water fountain's working, you tried it, you pressed it, you saw it's working, so you know water's gonna come, it's enough for the bracha to be chal on the water, because you know vade the water's gonna come. Okay, Sif Dalet. Not al v'yodei pri, lachli, so he took the fruit in his hand to eat. Uberach alav. Vinaf amiyadi, and then it fell from his hand. Or he took a closer look at it and he saw it's rotten and it's not right to be eaten at all. Vinevar, or fell and got lost, or nimas acheni relachilo, got so moist it's not relachilo. Because it's still relachilo, so then we tell you have to eat a little piece of it. So it's not brachlavatala. Ravir, it got ruined. To the point that it's not right lachila. V'chein and berach hakois mashkin. V'nishpach hakois. He made bracha on a cup of drink and the kois spilled. V'yesh the fun of oidmin min zeh. So if there is in front of him more from this min. V'gam daite yoysa lecha l'lishtais yoysa mimasha lecha l'okach b'yode. And also he had das to eat or drink more than what was in his hands. And Cain Hoysa Abrocha Gamal Anisha. Abrocha was also on the remaining stuff. And it's Arch of Archshenis. Av Bestam Lechala Abrocha. If he had just Stam Das, Abrocha Nachal, Rak, Al Masha Hoy Be Yodai, it's Arch of Archshenis. Chain, Afilam Hoy Daita Lechal, Lishlis Yase, Shullah Hoy Lefanab, Bishaz Abrocha, Vovaloy Atta, and they brought him now. Tzach levarach sheinis. Afilu b'inyin shema yo'ichol le'shei sesarishin lo yitzach levarach al zeh shuv aloi. Hacha sheini, like we said before, because we need the bracha to be chal on something, then I could continue eating from everything else. Now, the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Simrei Shavav Sif Yud Aleph and the kids are over here, the Aruch HaShulchan, are all mashma that you need both. You need that it was munna chafarav and also das on it. Only then do you not need to make a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Brura is mashma that's lav davka lefanav. Mishnah Brura is mashma that even if you had das alone, even though it was not lefanav, you had das that you can eat more apples, that's enough. So therefore, what comes out is that the bracha does not patter the other foods that are included in this bracha, unless the person eats from the food that the bracha was made on. Then he can continue eating the other foods. But if the second food, if let's say the food he made the bracha on, fell or got lost or whatever happened to it, he saw it's rat and he can't eat it or buggy. So then if the second food was in front of him, according to Mishbura, or he had das on it, then he does not need to make another bracha. But the Shulchan's mashma that if he's ruggled to eat a lot of fruit. He eats an apple, then he goes and gets another apple. He's ruggled to do that. That's like datoy, and you don't need to make another bracha. Shulchan Aruch Rav has a whole different mahalachovi also, which comes out with other nafkaminis. It's if you're off in the Sagraim. But this is the mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah. This is what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. And the halacha was, catch up with someone just to get a Shmir Shabbos called Chasech Chelik Beis. Sorry. The in Hilchos Kiddush, this shayla comes up also. Someone made Kiddush on a kais, then it spills. The cup fell out of his hand, spilled all over the floor. Does he need to make new brachas? The Shulchan Aruch of Din Rishayin Aleph discusses this case. Shmir Shabbos over here in Perek Mem Ches. Thank you very much. Perek Mem Ches. Halacha Tes Vav. He brings down this case. He says, "Vim nishbach kol ha'yayin shayu b'kais." All the yayin that was in the kais spilled out. Talking about by Kiddush. Ki az im b'bakbuk ha'yayin nimtza l'farim al shulchan. So if the bottle of wine is on the table, v'lo yisiach daitim min shesia, was misiach das from drinking. You know, he's in drink. Ein ha'chayz v'varech, elam ken ha'yu b'daitim shesbech as a gefen. If he had specific das, he's not going to drink more than what's in the kais. So then already he'll have to make another bracha. If he had stam das, he didn't have in mind, he didn't drink more, he'll pour more from the bottle. Not pour more from the bottle, then it's chal on the bottle, and does not have to make another bracha. The tzion on the bottom is that's what we just learned. And he says, let's say I don't have any wine on the table. I'm going to have to go to the closet or to the fridge. Unless you had das when you make the bracha on the yayin. Lishda is yayin gam besuda, to drink wine also in the suda. Right? Why? He says on the bottom, the davke mayim munich lefanav al shulchan, I'm reading the avke daite behedya alakol. The chimish lechala brach alakoy shberich alev and nishpacha, ech yuchol al hashah, right? Same source. Akabanim, that's the says Omnam im ain loy oid yayin lefan. You don't have any wine. V'sarach levachish yayin me'an hashachin and the neighbor. Yachz v'kadosh kiddush yayin berchus gefen. Fine, but that's where this thing comes up in Hilchos Kiddush. But which case? If there's wine around, yeah. Okay, let's see. Siv hey. Tzarch shalo yafsig yoisim chedei dibur ben brach la'achila. One should be careful not to be mafsig more than the share of chedei dibur. Talking about Rabbi being quiet. If you're going to speak, even one word is a hafsig. The mishbur and simration above, siv katan yud beis. Speaking, even one word, someone says one word, which is not tzarch the bracha. That's hafsik. Tema being quiet. So sarach shalai yafsik, one should be careful not to be mafsik, even b'shtika, between the bracha and achila more than kedei diba. I feel a b'shas li'isa. Even while he's chewing, also lahafsik, he's not allowed to be mafsik. At sheyivla, until he swallows. So let's say he was oive and he spoke while he was chewing before he swallowed the piece. So Mishbura says, Tzarech Iyanim, Tzarech Lachzal Levarech. The Chayadim's Mitzadeh, that even if he didn't swallow, he just tasted it in his mouth, already he does not have to make a bracha, which sounds like that's the Achra of the Mishbura. As long as you chewed it enough and you start to taste it, you don't have to make another bracha. But one has to realize that until he swallows, that first swallow, he's running into a tzarchim, where they'll have to make another bracha, or not. But if you waited in tzarchlach zavarch, then we're not going to make you make another bracha. As long as we're not mesich das. If you waited long enough to eat mesich das, that's a problem. A waiting which is a tzarch for the achila, that's not called hefsik. L'chein kishroi t'lach pri gado. You know, we'll continue with this tomorrow. Give me a tisha.
Why is it just bracha sometimes and a whole kiddush sometimes?
Because if there's wine around, then we say that Berachas Kiddush is chal on all the wine that's there.
Oh, but you didn't have mine, so you have to.
Right.
Right.
Take a look over there. It brings down clearly. Thank you.